Doug Stafford Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, Heather and Richie and I have stories for you, the sort of talking points beyond talking points. Isn't it amazing how the jargon of radio has changed? It's kind of, it reminds me, Richie, like when you listen to some of these callers, the political talk shows, you have in your studio three or four important hosts who do political talk shows, and then there's me. And the people who call, because one of the other programs I do is a show called The Talk Radio Countdown, and in it we summarize 2 hours every day early before Good Day starts, and on the weekend it's a three-hour show, and it's aimed at helping people understand, kind of like the music shows that have the top 10, the top 20, the top 40. What the hot hits are in talk radio, the issue-oriented news talk radio stations. And it's very interesting to listen to how the tone is set by various hosts. And the hosts who have their talking points, when people listen to that, I hear often the regurgitation of those same thoughts. And I think it's very interesting to note a study was reviewed this weekend at the Annenberg School for Communications in Los Angeles. And what it basically says is something that those of us who do this for a living knew, and many of you who listen to a lot of these conversation programs on the air knew as well. You, as radio listeners, and your favorite personalities are almost one. I will repeat this, a study of 600 radio listeners in Southern California. The study indicates that conversation, spoken word, so-called talk radio, has a significant advantage over music radio in terms of getting people to be loyal to the station and to the hosts. Some of the findings include 75% of study respondents reported that they turn on the radio because they know their favorite personality is on the air. How many of you fit into that category? How many of you listen to a radio station because of one person who's there, or listen to that person as, what do they call it, appointment radio, I think?
Yes.
Limbaugh is an example of that. Any of the national, some people say that that's what they like about this program. It's pretty consistent, and they like the time of day that it's on. Excuse me. Second thing that the study found, 72% of respondents talk to their friends about their favorite radio personality and what they heard discussed on his or her radio program. 72% of the respondents said that they talk about what they hear with their friends. I think that's very interesting. The so-called water cooler conversation, right? Hey, did you hear what Schwartz said on his show this morning?
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right, another finding, listener engagement extends into the online realm. That is, if you can't hear the program in its entirety, and this is something that I say all the time, because this program is about 4 hours a day, so you might listen for an hour on your way to work, let's say, and then you can't listen at work, but you want to find out what happened afterwards, so they download it. Mm-hmm. And that's happening more and more and more because of all these apps that make it easy to get at this stuff. It really is. It's not foolproof because I have people listening, like I heard this morning, that they could easily get us for 3 hours, Richie. And I don't know which app it was, but then the fourth hour, no, it disappeared just before the end of the last hour.
Right.
Who knows why? So 70% of the study participants report that they follow their favorite personalities via social media channels. 70%.
You know, it's what's so funny about this. As you're telling this story, I just clicked on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And one of our very dedicated listeners has gone to Talkers and posted this story on Facebook.
Really?
And it is now IMing me and saying, hey, I just posted on a Facebook. So that kind of takes what you're saying and makes it real.
Reaffirms it.
Makes it real. Yeah. And also,
I totally agree with this finding.
Yeah. Also, many of the respondents consider purchasing products recommended by their favorite personalities. half considered or purchased a product advertised during their favorite radio personality show. 82% of the study participants expressed feelings and behaviors consistent with what they call parasocial identification, which is something that's been used for a while to describe one-sided interpersonal relationships. In other words, if you're a Republican, you go this way with your social. I shouldn't say I don't buy it. I don't understand it because that's not the way I live my life. But I can understand people being so narrow, if that's what it is in their perspective, that they wouldn't be friends with people who were liberals or Catholics not being friends with Protestants or black people not being friends with white people or rich people not being friends with poor people. It's back to that caste system which we're creating. We went away from it when we came to this country as a collective, but now we're finding our individual roots or we're finding our individuality, and we don't like, for usually artificial reasons, people who are different than we are. I find growing up in a very diverse community, because Framingham is very diverse, sometimes to our credit and sometimes not, but I have found my attitude toward people who were different than I, the tone was set when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem. Now, the same thing can be said for those who have the opposite experience, whose parents are very prejudiced, and as a kid growing up in that family, that's what they hear, that's what they see, that's what they witness, that's what they feel, so that's where they're going to be. So where do you break that chain down? Some people would say it ought not to be broken down. We are pure, we're the Aryan. I mean, they're still back to the Nazis. We have to make sure that we have
a blending of cultures, though. I mean, it's getting, that group is getting smaller and smaller.
Sure. Which group?
I think about when I grew up.
Oh, who doesn't like it?
As far as the whole good old boy network and whatnot.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Doug, when you and I grew up, I mean, you know, okay, it was a light mix.
Yeah.
But now, the other day I was sitting in our Taekwondo class and I was helping out with a bunch of kids. And there was like 25 kids in the class. And I'm looking around, mostly Asian, Middle Eastern, African American, and then a couple of Caucasian kids out of the 25. I mean, it was just such a mix. Half of the kids' names, I butcher their names when I try to pronounce them.
Yeah.
But I was just fascinated by looking around and just realizing, you know, what a mixed culture, at least here in the Washington, D.C. suburbs.
Yeah. All right, let's test this theory, okay? I am, as a week ago, I am a partner or a participant in an organization that I believe in. I've been connected off and on with this outfit. It's called Longevity. I go back to when it was Longevity. But I have, and I do this with feeling for probably four or five different products, sometimes at a time. Sometimes I may only do four or five over the course of a year. And it's because I've experienced the product and I know what it's about, and I believe that what they are saying to you is credible. Therefore, I will add my 2 cents worth. And yeah, I make money doing this, but I also, there's a difference. You know, we make money for all the commercials that play here. Some of them you don't have, I have no interaction at all. Yeah, right. Some more than others. That's true. Some more than others. So when I have somebody come to me and say, you can present the case for your listeners on how to avoid any of the normal diseases, 900 of them, by just absorbing, taking in 90 essential nutrients. Some people buy that hook, line, and sinker. Other people would say, oh my God, that doesn't make any sense. Why aren't all doctors in on this? Well, doctors are here to make money. There are some doctors that are good. I happen to think the two that we have here, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, are not in it for the money. They like making a good living. There's nothing wrong with that. But they are of service.
Absolutely.
They are here in kind to help people. And thus the spirit of this particular product. If you had a way to not necessarily guarantee yourself
that you wouldn't get sick, but gave you a pretty good shot at keeping healthy, which is the better way of looking at it. I don't like thinking, and that's what bothered me about all the discussion about Obamacare and blah, 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 all the political back and forth. It never was a focus on prevention or staying well, keeping yourself well. It's always about what the insurance company is going to do for me after I've ruined myself making bad choices in food or tobacco or alcohol or whatever it is. And then you go back to the doctor. You want to fix these things, and you get loaded up on pills, prescriptions, drugs. That's what the health care bill is all about. It's not about practicing prevention, which is what now I'm telling you this product and the products that are actually there at DougStephanTeam.com, because there are a lot of different health products that are there. The one I like the best, the one that I think that is most important, are the 90 essential nutrients that you get every day in what's called the Healthy Start Pack. Get these to avoid those diseases. You call 855-309-TEAM, or you go online to DougStephan.com or to DougStephanTeam.com. If you look at the Doug Stephan website, as I am right now, you see my picture and the Good Day Team there. Click on that. It'll bring you to a place explaining various and sundry things. Matter of fact, I think I'll click on it right now. I don't think I've done this since we first got started.
Yeah, I did.
And you'll see that there are all kinds of different products that are there aimed at giving you more energy, keeping you healthy, and they're all pretty good tasting, well researched products. And then there's a different, every day there's a different lecture, if you will, from Doc Wallach, who has put a lot of these things together with some of his team. So, DougStephanTeam.com, the 90 essential nutrients, avoid the 900 diseases. You'll find that all out at 855-309-8326, or you can email info@gcnminerals.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Convention is starting to fall apart already. They're $27 million in debt. They had to cancel their convention kickoff event at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, which is too bad because the Speedway is the perfect place for Democrats. You go around the circles, you turn left every few seconds, and you wind up in the same place you just started. So it's the same thing. You guys hear about this? A United Airlines passenger has filed a complaint after a maintenance man dropped super glue on her head on a flight to Houston. I don't know what's scarier, that a passenger got super glue on her head or that United fixes their airplanes with super glue. Yeah. She's all passed up. You can fly. Listen.
You see, Airbus is trying to build a factory. Airbus, for those of you who don't know, there are two major manufacturers of aircraft in the world. Boeing, most well known, but Airbus Industries got started about 45 years ago. Actually, they made planes for the French, I think, in some of the European countries during World War II, even. I think they've been around, but they really didn't get into the commercial airliner business until the late 60s, it seems to me. And most of their, I refer to the Airbuses as crap cans, because that's what they are. They build cheap planes that last about half as long as the average Boeing plane, and that seems to be what airlines want around the world, something cheap. And one wonders, okay, you're fixing, you're buying, you're building, you're using a plane that has half the life cycle. And we remember last week the story from a JetBlue. The JetBlue folks have all Airbus 320s, I think, for the most part, the largest of their single-aisle aircraft. And the plane, for 4 hours on its flight from Las Vegas to New York, was mostly out of control. It went up and down and sideways and...
No, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, you didn't hear that story?
No.
Yeah, the plane was, instead of just landing the thing and putting somebody... No, the company says, you can keep the plane in the air, right? And the pilot says, yeah, we think so. So they fly it. And the hydraulic system had severe problems, to the point where people on the plane said it would go sharply up, sharply down, sharply to the left, sharply to the right. And not only would I be bothered by that if I were in the plane, but, you know, the airspace, the corridors now are pretty well controlled, so that there's spacing of 1,000 or 2,000 feet, depending on the weather, between one air. So if you ever noticed, and sometimes you can, that's the only thing I like about United, is you can listen to the air traffic control while you're on the plane. So, but if you understand, if you're a little bit of a student of how it all works, going easterly and northerly, you're on the even grid, and going westerly or southerly, you're on the odd grid. So you'd be, for example, 39,000 feet if you were going west, and you'd be at 38,000 feet if you were going east. And so there's only 1,000 feet space between those planes in either direction, and that's not a lot. That's a fifth of a mile. And at the speeds you're, if you're going 600 miles an hour, it doesn't take long to give you the heebie-jeebies. On a summer's night, it's easy for me. I was working last night late on the farm and looking up as it was getting dark, and I could see three or four planes all sort of together. I'm in the corridor of the planes leaving JFK to go to Europe. You can see them, and they're pretty much all together. They're at different levels, but they're all together.
Right.
And so if there's a plane coming in a different direction, in a different space, you got to watch those. There's about 5 miles on either side of the plane that is also protected, but that's not a lot.
I'm near Dulles, and you sit there and watch these things circle and come in and go out, and you're just like, how do they manage all this?
Yeah, it really is a major job. I think this is one of the jobs that really does require full concentration.
It's amazing.
People who do it successfully have a really tough career. So hats off to air traffic control. 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Whether you're planning to travel to Europe for the Olympics or beyond, there's a challenge that many of you may not know about. I'm talking about whether or not your credit card will actually be accepted abroad. Here's what's happening. Most of Europe has now moved to chip-enabled credit cards. That means no more cards with magnetic strips that require a signature to authorize. But the problem is many American banks haven't made the switch. Now, that doesn't mean that magnetic stripe cards are now null and void. What it does mean is that the vendor may not be aware that the card is still readable. Some travelers have run into problems when they use automated machines, like a train ticket kiosk, that just won't accept a magnetic striped card. That's when it pays to follow my advice, which is talk to a human being. A handful of banks will issue chip-enabled Visa cards, including Chase Card Services and Wells Fargo. Or you can pick up a prepaid MasterCard with a chip technology built in. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of this story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain with this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water. And at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95. And when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman. Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! You know, the announcer's way of doing this, Rich, is probably much better than mine. It's Superman. I always get goosebumps, even when I think about the way to get into the old Superman on television with George Reeves, which is something that I grew up around. And now a fellow named Larry Tye, who's a New York Times bestselling author, has taken the story of Superman and sort of put it into... whether it's a better or easier consumer focus. Larry, welcome to Good Day.
Great to be with you.
So why your fascination? Are you, maybe you and I are about the same age, so we grew up with that fellow who said, look, up in the sky. Do you remember that as a kid?
I do, and I got into it for two reasons. The serious reason was because I was intrigued by why we embrace the heroes that we do, and I decided the best way to understand that was to look at the longest-lasting hero of the last century and thought maybe Superman would tell us something not just about him, but about us. But the real reason I wrote the book was because I wanted to be 10 years old again, and Superman made me feel that way.
So then, looking at the way it's been demonstrated from the comic era to television to the movies, have we paid homage and done justice to this Man of Steel, and therefore have we done what you suggested, and that is bring ourselves back to a time in our lives when maybe we felt better than we do now?
I think that every time we've been feeling bad over the last 74 years that Superman's been around, he's helped us both feel better about ourselves and give us the sense that maybe there is justice out there somehow. And I think that today we may need Superman more than ever, with the economic problems that never seem to go away, with our foreign entanglements which never seem to go away. Superman first came to us when we were in the middle of the Great Depression and on the eve of World War II, and he's helped the country feel better about itself, and I'm hoping he can do the same thing today.
Larry, you talk about the difference between the superheroes and how Superman is kind of a more pure superhero than maybe Batman or Spider-Man. Tell us about that.
Sure. I think that Batman, we all know, is the Dark Knight, and he started his whole origin story had to do with revenge for the death of his parents, and he always remained a dark character. Spider-Man, the other great superhero, is a fraught character. He grew up in anxiety, and he's sort of giving us a sense of angst. I think we've got plenty of darkness and angst in the world today, and Superman, to some people, is a Dudley Do-Right kind of character. To me, he's this vision of light that inspires us not just because of what he can do, but for what he makes us believe that we can do.
But he didn't start out that way, did he?
Well, he actually started out in a strange way. Jerry Siegel, this young boy in Cleveland, Ohio, who first dreamed him up, came up with a character that he called The Super-Man, and it was a dark character who wanted to take over the world. Jerry had something traumatic happen in his own life. His dad died during a robbery at his store, and suddenly this kid was bereft. He had lost his dad and his hero, and one night he went to bed with a pencil and a paper, and over the course of that night, as he told the story in an undisclosed, in an unpublished memoir that I came across, he decided this character should drop the hyphen, and drop the dark act, and really be a figure of light. And in the first drawing ever done of this Superman, it was not coincidental that he was saving a guy who was being held up by a robber, and that guy looked a whole lot like Jerry Siegel's dad.
Mm. The guy who's being robbed. What did the Man of Steel look like?
The Man of Steel looked like the way that Jerry's buddy down the street named Joe Shuster, another teenage kid, conceived of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in those days a really sort of rudimentary, almost stick-like figure, but he had this fundamental sense of elegance and sense of power. And what he really looked like is the hero that you and I dream not just would exist out there in the world, but that if people could really see inside of us, they would see that we weren't Clark Kent, that we were a superhero.
You know, I'm looking in the index because I've lost a name that I bet you have come across because you have some Boston roots as well. The fellow who played the original Superman for posters ran a couple of gyms in Boston.
And he was named Mayo.
Mayo Khan. Thank you.
Exactly. And yeah. He was actually, unfortunately, a bit of a fraud. He said that he was the model for the original Superman.
Yeah.
And the real model for Superman was the mirror that Joe Siegel looked into, as he described it, when he was imagining what this character could look like. So he was not just the model for Clark, but, as I say, he thought that within him, if people were only smart enough to see beyond his glasses and the fact he was a little too short and too thin, that they would see that there was a Superman in there.
Talk about that when it was Joel Siegel, right?
Jerry Siegel.
Yeah. When he was a boy, and how he kind of had a hard time and created this Superman to kind of, I don't know, an alter ego maybe?
It was. Every day when Jerry would go out on the playground, as he described in this unpublished memoir, kids would tease him, and they'd yell, "Siegel, Siegel, birds of an eagle." And he would wish that he could fly away so that the girls wouldn't watch him being taunted, and so he wouldn't have to endure what today we would be calling bullying. And that was where escaping to a fantasy and actually creating a character who could, starting out, jump really high and eventually fly away, it was what we all dreamed. What better powers could we have than the ability to see through buildings, to hear things going on miles away, and coolest on all of our fantasy lists, the actual power to fly?
Now, the X-ray vision, tell us how that came about.
Well, there are two theories on the X-ray vision. One is just that it was simply an extension of normal powers and that this was something natural for him to dream up. My favorite theory, which I've got no proof at all for, was that Joe Shuster, who was drawing Superman, wore glasses that were as thick as Coke bottles and eventually became essentially blind. And I think that he understood just how powerful sight was because he didn't have good sight, and that he thought, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, what an interesting anecdote. We're talking to Larry Tye, who has written the sort of defining overview of Superman from the cultural aspect, how this idea that was in these kids' minds became an important part of Americana. You talk about Batman. I'm going to go back to another character who seemed real, but on television at the same time as the Superman series. George Reeves was the way I perceived Superman to be. And I think I still do, kind of. I understood, you know, that there are other people, and you saw the movies with Christopher Reeve. But for me, George Reeves was Superman. And
so for each of us, I think the first Superman we encountered was the one we fell in love with. And when we close our eyes, you and I grew up at the same time, and we both see George Reeves.
Right. Yeah. And I also see, I have met and talked to both Noel Neal and Jack Larson, who are both still alive. Noel, not very well, unfortunately, but she wrote something that I thought was interesting about this book. Did you go meet both of them, both Jack Larson and Noel Neal?
Yeah, can I tell you a really quick story? 2 weeks ago, when the book debuted, I was in a crazy place called Metropolis, Illinois, which is calls itself Superman's official home. Little town, 3,500, doesn't look anything like what we think of as Metropolis. And I was doing a book talk, and the large auditorium was a third full. And suddenly, this guy walks in with an ancient woman on his arm, a woman named Noel Neal. And she was looking incredibly frail. Within 5 minutes, that auditorium was standing room. People were texting. People were using their cell phone. And Noel Neal, when all these people came in, lit up. She's the first lady of Metropolis, Illinois. There's a statue in her name. And she posed for pictures with anybody who wanted in the audience. And it was brilliant because Lois in Noel and Jack, who is my buddy out in L.A. and is alive and doing very well, are both there. They both felt they were stereotyped by that role. But in later life, they came to appreciate that this is a wonderful role that they played, and Noel, more than anybody, understood just how brilliant it was being a role model for all these young girls across America as one of the few role models they had of a strong professional and a kick-ass reporter named Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm. And Jack Larson as well. How many of us remember Superman and Lois Lane being on those little Nash Rambler convertibles? But going to other heroes at the time, I was thinking about the Lone Ranger to a certain, but the Lone Ranger more because of the way it was written and the way people actually who wrote the Lone Ranger figured in the script. And I was sort of thinking about that as you talked about the role that the two guys who put this together, the comic book, had in the origins of this as well.
So you asked before sort of the contrast between Superman and some of these other heroes, and I think the Lone Ranger is a great point. One of the brilliant things about Superman, as opposed to Batman, Spider-Man, and the Lone Ranger, is he didn't need to cover his face. In fact, Jerry and Joe wanted you to see who this guy was. He wasn't covering up anything. But also, as distinct from Superman and Batman, Superman was really the character, and the disguise was Clark Kent. Unlike the Bruce Wayne and Peter Parker, who put on a disguise to make themselves a superhero. And what I think that meant was that Superman wanted us to see again, or Jerry and Joe did, that this guy was the real thing, but he was looking to try to be more like us as humans when he came to Earth, so he disguised himself as his character Clark Kent. But nothing to hide here. This was a guy who was righteous and didn't need to pretend.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sorry, Richie, go ahead.
Well, I would just get two more things I wanted before we run out of time, Doug. Talk about Superman's Jewish roots.
So we all know that Superman's creators, Jerry and Joe, were Jewish, but they gave us a character who I think was Jewish himself. And some of the hints of that were, when he came from Krypton, his Kryptonian name was Kal-El, which in Hebrew means a vessel of God. He was the perfect Exodus Moses story. Parents trying to save their child by floating him out in space, adopted by two Gentiles named John and Martha Kent, who raised this kid and realized he's extraordinary. But with all the evidence, to me, in a way, the most convincing is that anybody whose name ends in the word man, M-A-N, is either a superhero or a Jew.
Superman.
Superman, exactly.
All right, and then Jerry and Joel ended up selling the rights to Superman at a very young age. Tell us what happened with that.
Well, I call it the original sin of comic books. They sold the rights to a character. These are two guys desperate to have it published, and in order to do that, they sold the rights for $130 for a character who would, over the years, earn billions. And that meant not just that first article for the comic book, but the rights in perpetuity. And while they made a lot of money working for DC Comics, for the rest of their lives, they would felt like they had been ripped off from a character who ought to have been theirs.
They were.
And the people that they sold it to, they were in the porn business.
They were absolutely in the porn business. And today we have, as the legacy of that, a lawsuit that is soon to be decided in California, where Jerry and Joe's heirs are suing DC Comics and its parent company, Time Warner, and they could end up walking away with tens of millions of dollars.
It's amazing. It really is kind of amazing when you get right down to it.
Fascinating.
How all of this stuff came to be. I feel good because I've been connected to this. It happens that a very close friend of mine was Noel's neighbor in Santa Monica, and she lived around the corner from me, in fact, until she just moved out of this place with this young fellow you were talking about a few months ago. But it's just really interesting to see how we became fat. It did define a generation in many ways. And the Salkins, when they came into it, we all have personification stories. I owned a little house in Venice, and the people who bought it from me when I sold it were the Salkins for their daughter.
They were extraordinary. The Salkins gave us the four Superman movies with Chris Reeve, and Alex Salkin, the father, may have been the only person on the planet when his son Elia told him about doing a movie with Superman who had no clue who Superman was.
I know. Yeah, there's something, there's a great story. Listen, there are a lot of great stories in this book.
There's so much more.
It's Larry Tye, who has written Superman that we've been speaking to in the last few minutes on Good Day. Larry, we're going to post this up as a podcast at DougStephan.com. Good to have your conversation. It's interesting. It's actually a great read. Superman, the story, the high-flying history of America's most enduring hero. Larry, best of luck with it. Thanks for being
here. Thank you very
much. Yep, 11 before the hour on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day. Rich and Jennifer here. Doug stepped out for a couple of minutes. And right about this time, every single day, our friend Shelley Palmer brings us a little bit of tech information that is really cool. And today kind of scares me. Jennifer, you ever had that tech news that just kind of scares you?
Yes.
Remember the movie Minority Report?
I sure do. I loved that one.
You ever wish that that kind of crime investigation were real, where they could... Was it the pre-cogs?
It would predict crime, yeah. I do. I actually wish for that every single night, Rich.
Scares me.
I know.
Well, in that neighborhood you live in, I guess you would.
Exactly. At least I know when to stay up at night.
Shelley says it may just be around the corner. Coming up next on Good Day.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, ever wish the crime prediction technology in the movie Minority Report was real? We're on our way. One police precinct in Los Angeles tested software that was twice as good as humans at predicting where burglaries and car break-ins might happen. The software, built by a startup company called Predpol, told police where they should focus their patrols. Those areas experienced a 25% drop in burglaries and break-ins. The program makes its decisions based on previous crime reports and sociological studies and is able to detect patterns over time. It then produces maps for each patrol shift, suggesting where crimes might occur. It may be good science or it may just be luck, but one thing is for sure, the software reduces the time officers spend on bureaucratic procedures and helps them spend more time on the street fighting crime. Officers notice that simply having a vehicle in the vicinity made potential perps far less likely to commit a crime. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, with the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get two 13.9-pound bags of Kingsford Charcoal for just $6.88. Spend your 4th of July with tongs in hand and grill ablaze. And even if you like your steaks medium rare, you'll know your holiday was well done because of that special buy on two bags of Kingsford Charcoal, just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
56 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. All right, so Shelley Palmer says that, was it Los Angeles Police Department, is using basically statistics.
Right.
To predict where crimes and what kind of crimes will take place. Duh.
It's kind of like that TV show that's on right now with, oh my gosh, with the guy from Lost. It's on CBS.
Person of Interest.
Person of Interest.
I watched that the other day.
Now, kind of what it's like.
That's a little different. That is where they actually monitor people, and that's more like Minority Report. This thing that Shelley was talking about, it's where they actually go, okay, down on Lincoln Street, 5 cars a week are stolen, so we should put more police down on Lincoln Street, because it's proven that if you have more police on Lincoln Street, only 1 car gets stolen.
There you go. See, you could run the whole entire Los Angeles Police Department.
I should be the chief of police.
You'd probably do a better job, actually, yeah, but you need to have an intimidating mustache, because all of our chiefs of police do.
And a gut.
Yeah, a gut and a mustache.
And a funny hat.
And a donut in one hand. Oh, wait, that's a stereotype. I apologize.
You know, my brother, who is a cop in Washington, D.C., like in the hood, called me yesterday, and he monitors the local schools in Washington, D.C., down in Anacostia, which is the bad part of town. So I said, now the school's out, what are you doing? And they have a junior police academy type thing.
That's cool.
Where 60 kids from really the worst schools in the area. I mean, I wouldn't drive by these schools, much less send my kid to one. Come and they learn how to be like a junior police officer. And I asked him, I said, really? I was like, and how, I mean, do they get a lot of heat from the other kids in the neighborhood? He said, no, he goes, they're all good kids, and if they kind of, you know, do something respectable, the other kids actually kind of respect them, and it helps the other kids behave a little bit, so.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good idea. They can respect the law a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
There's hope. It's 58
there's
past the hour.
Always hope.
Except for you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.